How did I get this way? It's a reasonable question to ask when you see a vacation photo that gives you a pang of shock at your appearance. You may have a photo like that. You'd been happily going along, ignoring the deep indentation that the waistband of your jeans was leaving in your skin, so much for relaxed fit, or the appearance of new numbers or letters in your bra size. But there's no getting around this photo, which looks nothing like the image you see in your mind. Somehow, at this point, you became too large for your comfort. Now you know the truth, but you aren't sure what to do about it. How did I let my home get this way? Another common question. As with your body, the state of your household can sneak up on you. Sure, you know that things are a little messy, but when your aunt arrives at your door unexpectedly, or your pastor, or the new neighbours, or the air conditioner guy, you suddenly see the place through that person's eyes. You didn't really let yourself think about it before, but now you can't avoid it. Your home embarrasses you. So how did you get here? Given the environment we live in, I'd say a more useful question is this. How can your body and home not get to this point? If you're an American or have the good fortune to live in a similarly modernized country, you're surrounded by abundance. Advertising messages whisper, plead, and shout at you all day long to buy, buy, buy. Buy something to eat. Buy something to put in your hair. Buy something to put in your kitchen cabinet. Clever marketing tells you that your life is good, but if you'll buy this one thing, it'll be great. Or, more pointedly, that you can have the life you want if you just buy the right things. You're also surrounded by easy choices. Why dirty your pots and pans when you can go out to eat and someone will make your meal for you? Hold that thought. Why take an extra hour to eat at a sit-down restaurant when you can roll your car through the drive-thru? Wait, even better, order a sub sandwich from your smartphone and have it delivered to your home. You don't even need to get up. On that note, why spread your mulch when the landscaper who left a flyer in your mailbox will do it for you? Why stand up and go for a jog when you're comfortable sitting on the couch? Why go to the hassle of throwing out a bunch of stuff when you can just stash it in the garage and park your car outside? These have all become perfectly normal decisions for many people. That's not to say that Americans don't like work. In 2013, the average American worker put in 1,788 hours on the job. We spent more time working than our counterparts in France, 1,489 hours, England, 1,669 hours, and even Germany, 1,388 hours. And Americans receive less paid time off, in the form of vacation days and paid holidays, than people in many other nations. Surveys have found that many workers can't even tear themselves away from the job to take all their vacation days over the course of the year. If you're putting in long hours at the office, then juggling work issues over your phone and computer in the evening while you're trying to raise a family, it's not surprising that you would look for shortcuts whenever you can. If society offers a way for you to eat faster, handle a chore more quickly, or feel better about yourself for just a few bucks, how can you resist? Everyone else seems to be doing it.